is everybody? I have been writing, so I've not been podcasting as much. I'm very much looking forward to the break and this great conversation that we have planned today. They're two great content makers, writers, just adventurous people. I think it's going to be a great time today. Let me share this out. There we go. Great talk today. Yes, it's going to be fantastic. Apparently, I also had 5,000 downloads, which is kind of cool. Is that a thing? And I'm Isawellen, and this is Isawellen Writes Stories for Adults. So let me share this out on Twitter, and I will focus on you all. We go. There it is. We are on the Podbean or on. Yes. Sweet. I see you guys. I see you guys. Let me turn off my music. It doesn't fade or anything. So this is the Podbean app. Now, if you are listening and you ever want to be a guest, it's pretty simple. If you have a phone, you need headphones or a headset or, you need a mic and earbuds. You plug that into your phone. You download the Podbean app. I know there are 10 million apps. I actually was trying to upgrade my phone so I could get more room for just apps. Every time you go out to dinner, you need a new app. So anyways, you get the Podbean app, you download it to your phone, you subscribe, and then you get a notice when I go live. That way you can just come right in, and there should be chat heads. You just click on one that makes your phone call me, and then we talk. And it's fairly simple. I like it because I could talk to people all over the world. South Africa, I've talked to people, England, Scotland, New York, just all over the world. And I've not talked to anybody in Australia or in the Orient, but I know we have people who listen in New Zealand. So New Zealand, do you want to call in someday? So it's fairly simple. So I see you guys are here. If you want to, yes, you could just call in. You tap that chat head, and I'm fairly sure in the instructions. Oh, please, God, tell me. Oh, whatever higher power you believe in. Did I tell you that you've got to have earbuds or a mic? It is the only way that it works, actually. I've had people try to call in with a Bluetooth headset, and it doesn't cut the mustard. I've had people try to use their computers and come in through the computer because, you know, some awesome people have the fancy mic, like, you know, but I'm the only one who gets to use the fancy mic. I'm the only one who gets to come in through the computer. You have to come in through your phone. Other than that, it is fairly easy. I have looked at other platforms. I have thought, you know, maybe I want to do this on a different platform. Maybe I want to, I know somebody who used to have a show where he would record it in Discord, and he had like a fantastic built-in audience that was there all the time, that would listen, that could come in, that could ask questions, but he would record the show in the Discord and then repost it via a distributor that would put it out on iTunes and Google and everything. Podbean does that for me. Podbean distributes everything. I have the basic plan. You can always try out Podbean. I'm a Podbean commercial today. Hey, Vlad, I see a couple people, familiar faces. Let me see. I was getting a message. So another way. So when people come in, a lot of times on the chat, if they can be here, but I can't. I saw you called. Call again. The interface has changed since the last time I logged on. I swear I sent instructions that you need a bike. I swear I did. I've forgotten though, so that's why I'm like freaking out. Ron is, I hope I'm saying it. I actually listened to her podcast. Ron Willow has a very sexy, in fact, you know how hard it is for me to, I sound like a preschool teacher when I cuss. We'll just let her introduce it because she says it and it's just hot. But she has a, where she reads, and she also talks about all kinds of sexy things, toys, sexuality, just kinks, this, that, and the other thing. Really fun. Really fun. I was looking at it this morning, and actually before that, I think I subscribed. Maybe I'll learn something, which, that would be always be a good thing. Call in again. I saw you call in, but I didn't answer because I was looking at my phone at your text. We all know that I am just a woman who stole her kids. There she is. Oh, I lost it. Do it one more time. The interface is a little new. It's not doing what it used to do. It used to shake the little here, wait, hold on. I can do this. Oh, that's not working. No. Let's co-host invite. I wonder if I can invite as a speaker. I've sent an invite, and invite is a speaker. There you go.
Does that work?
I
You can
hear
hear me? Oh, good.
It works.
Can anybody hear me?
I
I
can hear you.
Leave it to ruin and BD to ruin the day.
Sweet. Yeah, the interface is different from the last time. I didn't know I could invite people, so that's really cool.
Oh, nice.
You
I keep
called in.
trying.
I know. I would look down at my phone, it would flash, and then like go to click it and it disappear. It's not your fault. I think it's just the update, just the update. So it's good, so good to have you both here. Why don't you introduce yourselves and how I know you wrote a book together, but you've done some other stuff together. So I'm curious on this co-writing and connection and stuff, because co-creativity is not always the easiest thing, but when you click with somebody, it's amazing. And so yeah, I'd love to hear from both of you. I think BD, either you've muted yourself or I muted you
No,
accidentally. I
I
don't think I
muted.
did.
I muted.
Oh, maybe I did. Nope.
Yeah. I'm here. Hello.
Oh, okay, I can hear you. Can
Hello.
everyone?
Okay.
Wait, but unmute. It
I
should
can
be
hear you
unmute.
too. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Unmute. Okay. I don't know why it's saying you're muted. I'm hoping you come through.
I muted myself.
Oh, well,
Oh.
unmute yourself.
Yes, I'm now unmuted. So am I supposed to deny that Ruin and I have slept together? Is that what I'm supposed to deny, Ruin? That we actually had relations,
You
or
can do whatever you want, love.
okay, yep, and that's a true statement then. We have actually slept together, so we have a totally different bond covered in
Yes.
cum.
You didn't expect that statement, did you?
No, that so you have actually slept together and you write together?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that that.
I'm narrating a lot of his work as well.
So there you, oh, so wait, now, okay, but you are not in the same time zones.
No, we are not.
Okay, so that leads me to all kinds of other questions, but let's
She's
go back
naughty.
to let's go back
Oh, I'm naughty? Oh,
Sorry. Yeah, I am too.
Yes, you
Let's go
are.
back to Rune. Can you introduce yourself and tell me all the things that you do? So you,
Okay.
yeah, go ahead. I'll be quiet and you could just go for it.
Okay. Well, you can call me whatever you want. I say Ruin, but some people say
Ruin.
Ruan, some people say
Okay.
Ru. So I say Ruin as in the word ruin, like Ruin. And
Okay.
my name came about because I was started out as Raunchy Is on Twitter, and I took Raunchy and I turned it into Ruin Wood. And then I picked a kind of wood, I picked a willow tree. So ruin willow means literally ruin wood, ruin cocks. That was my plan. And yes, it's naughty. And that's where it came from. So I write erotica and I have a website and I just started a podcast in January all about sexuality. And also I now narrate erotica, and I only narrate erotica because of BD, because he found me on Twitter. That's true.
That's
serious.
Then I hit it.
He heard me on Twitter. That's the only reason we're connected, is he heard me on Twitter.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It is. It's really amazing. It's pretty cool. It's amazing how you can just have a connection.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. We talk about not safe for work Twitter all the time on this podcast because it's such an adventure and you meet so many amazing people. And when you translate that into real life relationships, it's magic for me. I don't know. People make fun of it sometimes, but when it happens, I mean, it's amazing. So that's very cool. So you only narrate erotica though.
No, that's not true. But I also do it under my real name. So this is a pen name for me, obviously. So
okay.
Yes, I do it under my real name as well.
And you write.
That's a secret. That's a secret. Yes.
Oh, shh. Okay. We won't tell anybody.
We're not telling anyone, even though this is a podcast going around the world. I know. I get it.
Hey, I fucked Ruin Willow. So the world can know.
So that's your claim to fame.
It is.
That's,
you should read Ruin Willow.
That's why you're here. That
yeah.
Inside Ruin Willow, you know.
Yeah, that's a literal research book.
And did it happen as it happened in the book?
No comment, Ruin.
No comment, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just say that the super fan is real.
Super fan.
In the book.
Super fan is very delicious, yes.
Yes, she is. Love the taste of the punani you do, Ruin.
Oh, Lordy. Okay, so I know that you also write. What else do you introduce yourself?
Okay, so I'm BD Hampton, and that stands for Big Dick Hampton. You can ask Ruin. And basically, I started a smut line under that pen name, and I write cum drenched humans in any shape form. I'm known to be the guy that writes Nancy the Nun, who everybody really enjoys the sadism that she brings to the table with pegging priests and laymen and nuns, and she does a lot of dirty shit. Quiet Chick, if you're looking for the toned down version of BD Hampton, I recommend that. Can anybody hear me?
I'm just making sure, because on my screen it has that you are muted, and I can hear you and she can hear you, but I'm just wondering if the audience, because there's going to be this big strange like ghost gap.
Should I hang up and call back?
Would you do that for me?
Yeah, I will try that.
I would be sad if we don't get.
No,
you know.
Oh, I get it. Let me figure out how to disconnect my call. All right, I'm coming right back.
Okay.
Well, someone said I can hear him just fine.
Yeah. Glad. And oh, wait, he's going to, there, I'm inviting him and he's coming back and maybe it will. Yeah, I know.
I mean,
it's
I fucked
Ruin
on Willow.
Little,
can anybody hear me?
We can hear you. And now
oops.
And now the symbol's gone and I feel much better. So that's awesome. So now so you're telling me who you are and that what your claim to fame is, but do you also write?
I do.
So yeah, and you write about the nun, and what else do you write?
The Quiet Chick is what kicked it off. That's the red cover and pink cover under BD Hampton. I've done Passion to Seduce, which Ruin gave me her personal experiences. So that's probably pretty self-accurate, wouldn't you say, Ru?
Yeah, it's very good. That one's a lesbian story.
And that's not based on Ruin. That's a joke. It is based on Ruin. And then
there was awkward silence for a second.
There's an awkward silence.
I'm like, wait, yeah. You're confusing me. I'm like, I thought she's got all this stuff going, and you tell me, and I don't know. I'm gullible.
So.
Let's just establish right now that I am like the most gullible person that you have ever met. If you say it, I'm going to believe it. So.
And that's what the world should know. We need to tell them, you know, we need to tell them that Ruin and BD actually do fuck and do write together. And sometimes we write while she's fucking, which is awesome.
Oh, that's even funny.
I type on my phone, Isselin, so, you know, while you're getting ridden, you can write.
So wait, no, but you're in different time zones. So do you meet up? Yeah. Are you like, oh, yeah, like, you're, oh, yeah, you're earning those flight miles and
well, you know, you know, it's no lack of flying to you know, to the south of Virginia, you know. She's within driving distance. I will admit that we are in the same time zone.
Oh, I thought you were a different one.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I tried to throw you there. You know, we both live in Virginia, so it's a real quick commute to get some pussy and come on back home. Just saying. You've seen Moon's body.
I mean, you know, you just
can't pass on those G's.
Really clear.
Yes, I have G's. And I'm bisexual, so that's why that, that story also fits.
And you're also, there's also some topping and bottoming and doming and all of that going on.
She has she has pegged me. I'm telling it all, Rue. I don't really care.
Okay, wait,
I'm going to profess my love on Isselin's podcast.
Okay, BD, wait. I'm going to ask, what was the pegging like? I mean,
she's very skillful. Sensual.
Was there preparation for the pegging? I mean,
you know, I own a prostate massager, and I prepped, and you know, the first time was a little awkward because she uses a very big black strap on, it kind of hurt a little bit, but you know, I can take a 2-inch strap on in the ass, so we figured that one out real quick.
Indeed.
Yeah, inside Ruin Willow is real. That's a real story.
I'm believing it. I'm believing it. So, that's you. Okay. Like thinking you went through that too fast. I'm sure there's more. It's got to be more complicated than that.
Not at all. Go ahead, Ruin. You tell her how we met.
We literally clicked immediately. I mean, he heard my voice, as he said. He heard my voice on Twitter. I do a bunch of audios on Twitter, and he said he dropped his coffee in his lap. And so he immediately messaged me on Twitter and said, "Hey, I heard your voice. Do you want to do narration? Do you do narration?" And all of a sudden, it just all exploded. I had just started the podcast, too. So it was quite the timing. Everything, it was just like the perfect storm. That's all I got to say. It's a perfect storm.
Mm-hmm. Just the perfect storm. That's amazing.
She deep throats and swallows, too, Isselin, if you didn't know.
Oh, well, that's just... gosh, now I have all kinds of
you'll have to listen to me on the quiet chick when I narrated that. I mean, I was like literally exhausted after some of those chapters. It was so sensual. I just got into it so much. I'm moaning, I'm like gagging myself, I'm like screaming. I mean, it was a damn workout, and I was like, wow,
that is more narration. Okay. that is more than that's more than I know some voice actors, and you know, they actually it happens. they Ben X everything out. So that's more than narration. That's like
I was acting it out in my little sound room all by myself. Yes.
Yeah, but she had experience.
Yeah. Of course.
I'm Big D, so I just happened to write myself and she found out.
Indeed.
Very. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, Vlad, help me. Does anybody have any questions? I need a moment.
Need a moment. I totally understand.
Okay, so. Ruin, you I love the idea that you podcast and do, and you are writing. Have you done any other like OnlyFans, or kind of are you gonna make your podcast more I don't know how you could make it more raunchy. It's pretty
we can record us fucking. I mean, if you want that, I mean, we can put that.
Are you going to be that kind of? Are you going to be one of those? I mean, I see them on Twitter all the time, the hot couples and the, you know, that not
we
just
flirt all
each...
the time on Twitter. The world knows. Oh, yeah. It's just nobody wants to acknowledge that I've fucked her in the ass. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, she's dirty. All holes are open in the ruin world.
I do love every minute of it. Good Lord.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yep, come on down to Virginia Beach area. You probably catch us fucking on a balcony.
So as far as the relationship goes with all the topping and the bottom, who's the top and who's the bottom? Or is it switch? Are you both switches then? Or, I mean, as far as BDSM goes, if you were doing that, what would the dynamic between you be? Or are you just adventurous in all things?
Is that my question?
It's both of you. It's both
of Rue, you want to tell them about your dirty little secret?
Well, I guess I definitely say I'm adventurous. I mean,
that's one way of putting it.
Absolutely.
I've never deep throated a dildo before her.
I'll try anything. You what?
I've never deep throated a dildo before you.
No. Well, a pink one too, right?
Yeah, she was fucking man, I'll tell you, Celine, when she grabs the back of your head and shoves a cock down your throat, you question your sexuality.
You had a moment there, huh?
Yeah, she face fucked me. I was like drool spitting, drilling down my goatee and shit. I was like, can you please give me a break? No, fucker.
No, fucker.
Welcome to the house of pain.
I've had
okay,
too much
mommy.
Wine. That's not happening.
Well, that's interesting. I have, I've talked to a dom before, but I've never talked to a dom and her partner. So that's, and you write about it all.
Rue is a switch. Mostly she's submissive. She her eyes twitch when she comes. So like when you like nose to nose with her, you'll bust your load. Like it's graphic. Like it's a growl and like then a head shake. Have you ever seen one of those pornos where the women are just out of control and their heads are slashing back
and
forth?
It's like I'm having a damn seizure. That's
basically you just hold on.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of ass to hold on to. That's a lot of ass to hold on to.
Wow. Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a lot of fun. There's no doubt about it. We have a lot of fun.
Well, that's good. That's amazing. I know you brought something to read. I don't know how long I would love. I absolutely want to hear you read. So about how long of an entry did you bring? Did you?
For me?
Yes. Did you bring?
Well, I have a couple options. I have a bunch of erotic poems, or I have my my tablet and I could read from any of the books. So I don't know. I guess we need to pick. How do we pick?
Why don't we tell them how it worked on our first time that we actually fucked inside of Ruin Willow?
Okay.
I want to do the poetry for sure. I love erotic poetry.
I read some of yours. I went on your website. I love it. I totally have always written poetry. Ever since I was a teenager, I wrote poetry. And I really didn't start writing erotic poetry until probably a couple years ago. Are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot. My phone turned off. I like panicked because it went.
Oh, we're here. We're here. We can hear you.
Oh, it's gone. Oh, no. Okay. So you want me to start with some.
I would love to hear a couple of those and then we can get the narration on the first time you were together.
Okay. All right. Okay. Here I go. Kiss me like a rainstorm all over as water would, traveling my body tenderly like raindrops. Give me what pleasures me. Torrents of moans befall us in gusts of passion to display our lust. Fuck me as I wish to find our mutual bliss. Leave me fully kissed. Not a piece of me missed. Okay, here's another one.
She wrote that while I was fucking her, by the way. I'm sorry to tell your secrets, Rue. I'm just coming all the way out here, buddy.
You wrote that while you were... No, there's not...
Yeah, while she was getting fucked, yeah. I take a break. I take a break while I
handle. There have to be a pause, because if she can think while you're doing that, then you're not doing it right.
She can think, but she does a lot of weird humming and ayahs, shumming and ayahs when she puts the clit sucker on, and she's getting hit with that. Bro, it's 8 inches. I bottom out on that girl.
I have fallen into this very unusual thing that when I am moaning and I'm like really pushed far, I like have this like nonsense words that come out of my mouth. Like it's like some other language coming from somewhere. And they're like, I don't know. It's like I channel it from somewhere. And I'm saying all these nonsense words that mean like nothing, but they just come out of me. It's really interesting. So of course I've used that in some of my narration, of course. How could I know that?
I love it.
Okay. Here's another one. Brush on nipple. Tongue on bare, rub on skin, so pinkly fair. Wisp of hair on ear, on cheek, arm to body curl, swollen tweak. Ride high like ribbons on wind, pound me solid, bed pinned. Make me gush from my peak. I hold you inside as you seek, kissing, grinding, our spent juices speak.
Okay, those are hot. One. I like them.
Wasn't that right after you got DP'd?
I've written so many. I can't keep track of when I've written them.
That was the one you wrote after you got DP'd. I remember that. She was drunk and shit, dude. She was fucking drunk. She was just like, oh my God, I got to fucking do some poetry. I was like, all right, I'm going to lay right here. That dude fucked your life out. I didn't even know what the fuck happened.
Poetry. I love it.
Oh, dude, she was hammered when she wrote that.
Poetry.
It's red
wine.
You
know what I did? You know what I did recently, which I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but I narrated it after I had a couple glasses of wine. I know it was really interesting. I was really expressive, though, but I don't know if I should always do that. But I'm like, oh, I'm just going to try this and see what happens.
See, I mean, you would think you're more relaxed. Yeah, I mean, you don't have a lot of inhibitions anyways, but you're not. Yes. You're so not going to give.
Oh, it was really interesting. I don't know. But then I listened back to it, and I'm like, I was very inconsistent with my male voice. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to redo the male portions. Which
is
fine.
No.
But I liked all the parts that I did. I was really vulnerable, and I needed to be, so it was like, oh, I kind of like that. It worked out kind of good.
That's wonderful. Did you have one more?
Sure. Let's see.
I love your poetry.
I'm trying to pick one. Okay, this is one that people liked on Twitter recently. I'll do this one. Okay. Oh, no, I can't decide. Okay, I'll do this one. Oh, my dumb phone. It goes blank, and then I think you're gone. Okay, consuming breath, heaving with want. Skin urges taut. Deep urges caught. Suffocate me with lust. Like water smothers and cracks. And transform me into what you must. Bend me to your will as I wrap you to be my fill. Harden your soft to pleasure me deep. Touch me inside, we seep. Okay, that's the end of that one.
They're good. I like them. I like them. They're, you know, they're super sexy, but they're a little subtle, even though you're going there. And I love that. I love that blend. You can do raunchy and you can do, but I think that the harder poetry really to write is when it's a little bit more subtle. And when people can still feel that, you know, that's
And then, you know, a lot of mine I write for Twitter, and, you know, you can only fit so much in a tweet. I mean,
that's I know, right?
You know, like, so that's, I mean, and I write little scenes too, little erotic scenes, and they all have to fit in a little tiny tweet. So it really helps you focus on word choice if you have to fit it all into a tweet. It's the same thing as poetry. If you're trying to condense it into a small little space.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, my dick and your pussy. That's a tight, small space.
So, BD, do you have anything to read? I know. Could you pull up something?
Sure.
I know
what do you need?
You are really generous with your erotica. And in fact, I saw you today. You're like, do you like erotica? You were on Twitter and something, you were asking somebody if they liked it and you were going to send out links. So do you have a website or something where people can connect with? I know I did. I think I linked to both of your link trees in one of my ads. But if people want to, I know it's on, you have some stuff on Amazon and it's on Kindle Unlimited. I was looking. So if people have Kindle Unlimited, then it's free and easy. Mm-hmm. But the other stuff that you just give away, what is that?
So basically they, yeah. So this pen name is more about promotion between Ruin and myself. I think tonight's our 60. Isn't there our 65th time fucking tonight, Ru?
I can't keep track of that.
You count.
Yeah, I can't either. We celebrate every victory with fucking at least twice a week. So that's what we do. I'm sorry. I'm telling. I told you I was going to tell everybody, Ru.
I know. There are no secrets, I guess, right?
No, there's not. I mean, we agreed on it.
It is out there. I mean,
yeah, any fan of Ruin Willow, it really is sweet. Just let you know. It's sweet, tight, and to the point. I mean, she can go 3 hours. I mean, we've done three-hour sessions. There's just so much you can do with Ruin. I mean, like, you literally titty fuck, ass fuck. I mean, she just... She don't stop. I'll tell you this. She don't stop until she's come about 17 or 18 times in a row.
So that's wait, 3 hours?
Oh,
you
yeah.
can go 3 hours?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Cock ring and numbing agents. Oh, they work wonders. Now, when I put the prostate massager in while we're fucking, not going to happen.
Nope.
Okay, wait. I want to, what's the what'd you say? Cochrane and numbing agents? Mm-hmm. So you numb yourself so that you can keep going? Is that what you do?
Yeah, because I like her. I like giving her pleasure. That's what I do.
That's really lovely. That's and so wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, I think we did oral sex once in 69 for like an hour. Yeah.
I'm stopping. I have to ask. There's a thing, a friend of mine, his name is Quincy, and he was doing a conversation once and he came up with the number 4 hours. So that you found a way to do three. That's amazing. I'm going to have to talk to Quincy. I got to go back to Quincy and grill him again.
It's a numbing agent.
Numbing agents, Quincy. Mm-hmm. Numbing agents.
Yeah, yes. And I mean, when she uses a 2x small cock ring, so like my balls are big. So what it does is kind of cinches it down like a BDSM. So it's pain and pleasure. But what she really likes to do is gag me with a strap on. Like that's her thing. Like she has to do that.
Yeah.
Every time. And I'm like, you know, I have a gag reflex and she has held my face down to the base and like literally my knees have lifted off the carpet.
It's a magic trick.
That is a magic trick. That is a magic trick.
Yep.
So you guys just write and then you write this and you put it in all your encounters in different kind of
What you're reading is real world. I mean, that's why it reads the way it does. And if anybody reads Inside Ruin Willow, you can tell from what I just had to tell you, like literally we did get it on at a writer's convention with one of Ruin's super fans, and Ruin fucked that girl within an inch of her life. I didn't think that girl was gonna she passed out halfway through. I was like, god damn, stop power fucking her with your fucking abs, bro.
It was very fun. Yeah, people can hear it on my podcast too. I read every chapter.
That's right. I'll make sure to link to it.
She's Carol.
I'm also Carol. Yes,
she is Carol.
I'll link to it. I can't share on Facebook because they get picky about stuff like that. I know, even links. And TikTok, even link. Yeah, it's so frustrating. Yeah, I don't even think about the links and they'll block something and get really mad. You know, you put something up for somebody's OnlyFans and they're like, oh, we had to block you and now your page and now you can't sell anything off your page. And I'm like, what?
It's so ridiculous. I thought that was so funny on your TikTok when you did the, you're talking about the penis and you said the P1-ness. Oh my gosh. Made it go away. That was so funny because you have to be careful on TikTok. I put something on there, was all these were in this reader challenge on Twitter, and I just put everybody's cover in a little video on TikTok. It's just the covers of their books, and TikTok blocked it. I said it was again. I'm like, these are book covers that Amazon is okay with, and you are rejecting it. What the hell?
I know. Well, I Worship Cock got so banned. So,
oh, did it fully get banned now?
Yeah, it's fully banned.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so frustrating. I tried to read. I got 3 minutes before I got banned. I tried to read from one of my books and on TikTok because I finally had gotten to the point where you could go live. And I thought, oh, I'll read. And I'm like, no, I think I'm just going to have to do that on Twitter because there's really no other place. I mean, or a podcast. I can do it on the podcast. But yeah, they do. I don't know if somebody complained or if it just hit an out. And what's funny is because what I was reading, I don't use any of the traditional words, but it was also a fantasy cock, which I was describing at the time, and that was part of the scene. And 3 minutes I made it.
Yeah, I don't know, there's like ridiculous over there. I don't know, I mean, but then I see people do all kinds of crazy things on there. I'm like, how come they're not getting banned?
I know.
Rejected. Like, what is that? I think it's like, hey, once you get it, then it keeps happening. Yeah.
Hey, Rue, I'm sorry. I just got a text from those two dudes you wanted to fuck. Do you want to fuck them tonight?
Yeah, that would be fabulous.
Okay. I'll hook it up. Sorry.
Wow, everyone knows me. I'm going to be fucking, okay.
Can we have the time, too, so we can...
I'll have her record it on a podcast if you want.
Oh, my.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, my. Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
She's into BBC, so...
So, BD, do you want to read two? Would you like to read two? Or
sure.
Okay, I would love to hear you read.
The BDSM one, The Passion to Seduce.
Oh, yeah, why don't you do that?
Yeah, that's in that contest right now with Turn Up the Heat with Rue. So she's got a book on
it.
And I've got
Reader
a book.
Challenge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Reader Challenge. All right, so part two is Sucking a Bitch's Clit, Sweet Asshole, Chapter One. Viv slid her fingers to the elastic band of her pink shorts, then very slowly, ever so slowly, she slid the fabric over her wide hips and down her tanned ass cheeks. She stepped out of them and then bit her fingernail while she spun around. "What do you think of Mama?" Viv asked. "I wish I had a body like that," Jennifer moaned, sliding her brown frumpy shorts off while Viv stared at her sweet spot. Jennifer's black granny panties were soaking, fantasizing about Viv's tongue. Jennifer's belly stuck up from her belt line and she tried to suck it in. Viv snatched her hand and stopped her. "Sweetie, real women have curves and tummies." Viv leaned forward, showcasing her stomach bunching to help Jennifer's comfort level, and then licked a long line of saliva up Jennifer's palm while staring her in the eye. Then she slid it forward and said, "Rest your fingertips just before my asshole. I'll show you how to play with that later tonight." Jennifer stretched her fingers as wide as possible, her fingertips feeling the perfect spot between Viv's wet pussy lips and asshole. Viv moaned and muttered, "Fuck yeah." That's, so Viv is ruined, by the way. Anyway, Jennifer knew she found the spot. Viv started gyrating her hips as if she were riding a cock. She gasped several times until she slid her fingers over her clit and started to rub it in a clockwise motion. Jennifer was mesmerized by Viv's swaying hips and tits and longed for the euphoric, dizzying feeling she had felt earlier. Viv withdrew and stuck her wide, naked ass in the air and clapped her cheeks together as she licked down Jennifer's stomach. Jennifer moaned and she lifted her ass. Viv slid her palms under her huge ass cheeks and pulled her forward to her full lips. Viv lowered her lips and she licked Jennifer's full red pubic hair, the saliva bubbling on top. Viv used her palm and pushed the folds of Jennifer's mound up, exposing her budding pink clit. Viv moaned and then flicked her clit with the tip of her tongue, then pressed her wide tongue over it and licked up with a little pressure. Jennifer moaned and started touching her nipples. Viv giggled, "Fuck yeah, little girl, rub those pink nips for mama." Jennifer went with the moment and continued to rub and pinch her pebbling nipples. She hissed when Viv licked the outer lips of her mound. Viv began to suck, slurp, and spit on Jennifer's clit, then slowly slid her thumb to the bottom of her mound and inserted it. "Holy shit," Jennifer gasped. Viv giggled and blew on Jennifer's wet clit, sending goosebumps through her whole body. Squeeze your kegel muscles together and grip my thumb," Viv said between spitting and sucking Jennifer's clit. Shall I continue?
Yes, a little bit more.
Okay. Jennifer felt a rush.
I feel like I'm caught off in the middle. You got to get to a rest point.
Sure. There really isn't rest points in our writing.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's all good. Jennifer felt a rush and her stomach caught those butterfly feelings. A few moments later, with Viv sucking her clit, the explosion of a second orgasm ripped through her body and as her legs shook. Viv moved with her and giggled. "Come as much as you can. Lots in there just waiting to come out." Viv slid two fingers into Jennifer's sweet hole, pulled forward, and then she touched her G-spot. She massaged it as slow as possible. Jennifer let out a long scream and snatched a clump of Viv's dirty blonde hair at each palm. Viv reached for Jennifer's forearms and pushed them toward her throat, showing her how to yank a face into her pussy. Jennifer caught the hint and yanked her head forward as Viv increased the speed of her fingers and her lips sucking her clit. Jennifer screamed and her whole body convulsed. She held on to the feeling as long as possible. After the first orgasm, Jennifer whimpered, and another slammed through her again, this time increasing her pleasure as she let go. Her whole body shook again, and Viv lifted her quivering body and increased her speed. Jennifer let Viv's hair go as her arms shook. She clasped her fists together and pounded the pillows beside her as her torso twisted. She had trouble breathing, and Viv finally let go. "Holy fuck," Jennifer managed to gasp, fanning herself as the sweat dripped from her brow with a loud gulp of air. Viv pecked Jennifer's clit with a giggle, then blew hot air across it. She worked her way up to Jennifer's body and embraced her, resting her head on one of her breasts. She tiptoed her fingers across Jennifer's chest with a giggle. "Was that fun?" Viv cooed. "Jesus Christ, what have I been missing?" Hey, Rue, can you do the moan there, the one that, the oh fuck yeah giggle?
Okay. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. So that's,
people like how I say fuck. So I say came up with my podcast name, the oh fuck yeah with Rue and Willow. Because everybody kept saying, "I love how you say the word fuck." So that became my podcast name.
She can actually say that deep throating a dick, too. It doesn't sound as sexy, but she tries.
No. It doesn't sound as sexy.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it's a little hard to enunciate, I imagine.
Yeah. Would you say your mouth is pretty full there, Rue?
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
Yep.
So, Rue, I know that I was looking at, when I was looking at your podcast and at your feed, you're going to start having guests like an English gentleman.
Yes,
and,
did that. Yes.
Did you? How fun was that? He's so hilarious. And so are you going to start doing lots of different guests as well? Or
I just interviewed him on Saturday. So it's probably going to hopefully be up on my podcast tomorrow. So James, an English gentleman, he's on Twitter. It was really fun. He has a very sexy voice.
He does. He has a sexy voice, and he's kind of hilarious. He has his own kind of bent. I don't know if you saw his donut video, but I about died because the sounds of the donut. Oh, you gotta, I'll see if I can find it. He kind of makes love to a donut.
Yeah. He told me about that. He told me about it, and he told me he's, doing some food stuff and very sensual with food. Yes. But I haven't seen the donut one. I did listen to his blowjob in the car. Audio.
Yeah, he's got a little twist with his humor, with his sense of humor, which is always kind of is really fun too. It kind of comes out of nowhere, and you're like, I don't know if I should be like, I'm a little bit, my mind is confused now. I'm turned on a little bit and I'm laughing, and that makes me really uncomfortable to do both at the same time, me personally. And not everybody, but me, I'm like, I don't, is this awkward? I don't know. Like the donut. Oh my God. He's like, yeah, and people got turned on. You watch the video, you'll know why. So that is great. I love, I think I love the audio community in general, and the erotica community on Twitter, and everybody seems so eager to come on and do interviews and talk. And that is just, I seeing them, you know, watching you grow, your podcast grow, and getting a chance to get more people. I mean, more, but that's always a positive thing. I feel like that Twitter, it's all my family. I don't know any of you, but you're all somehow my family. You're my naughty family, my dirty family.
Yeah, it's like there's some like a connection, and people are just amazing. I've had the same experience. I'm like, people are just, erotica writers are just awesome. I don't know. Maybe we get each other. I don't know.
It must be because, you know, I tried to integrate with the romance community and that was so not happening. Yeah. I was like, okay, fine. I'm just not even going to waste my time. And then you come over to the erotica community and they follow and they retweet and you get to support each other and they answer questions, and yeah, it's a total different feel. It's so much more welcoming, and everybody is, you know, we're all dirty minded, so that's all fun. And you know, and there's no body shaming or kink shaming or any of that. I mean, I know there's other dramas that happen, but the acceptance is just a beautiful thing. And if somebody does shame anybody, oh my goodness, the forces come out to defend.
Maybe we're just so open-minded. We're all just more open-minded than the average public. I don't know. Maybe that's it.
It's just the most supportive thing. So I think that's great that you're doing interviews and the whole VA, and that's fantastic. So what is next? Are you guys just going to continue getting together and writing, or are you're
writing or writing?
Both.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, no, both. I mean, do you have plans for more creative adventures, or do you have like 10 books you're planning on writing in the future? I mean, what's the future hold for you? Silence. Have you talked about the future?
Well, yeah, we definitely are going to keep doing more books. And I have several audiobooks I still need to do. Some of them are even BDs. So that's definitely happening, and The Quiet Chick is going to be coming out soon, which I'm really excited about. There were two other amazing voice actors, two male voice actors on there as well, and it's going to be so good. I'm so excited for it to hit the market, and people are going to love it. And so yeah, we definitely have plans, and I have plans to write more. I mean, there's not enough time in the day. There's so many things I want to do, and I know you both probably feel the same way. I have way more ideas than I have time.
Yeah, exactly. Way more ideas than I have time or energy for. I can't, if I could write two books at once,
I can write four at once. I wouldn't recommend it though.
I can't. I so can't. So what is the biggest, I mean, have you had any challenges in your writing collaborations? Like one person would be like, I kind of want to do this. And the other person's like, no, I really want to do this. So we're going to do that. I mean, have there been any challenges, or has it been just an easy flow between you?
It's always an easy flow with us because we're kind of like really close, right? Both emotionally and physically. So it's just kind of one of those things where we kind of just ride together, and it just kind of flows. But we're also writing about real life experiences in our books. Now, granted, you know, Rune isn't in Quiet Chick per se. She's narrating it. But like you can start seeing everything after Quiet Chick is just basically Rune Willow Center. So seriously, like you don't see it, you know, it's real life. So when you read those books, if you really want to be inside of Rune Willow, I do it on a regular, trust me. It's a real regular.
But the writing process can be really challenging. And when you're writing with somebody else, that can be challenging. So, you know, you got some magic happening there. That's kind of I think that's amazing that you guys connected and found that magic. It's not, it doesn't always work that way.
No, it doesn't. You're right. But we're just so much like, you know, if one of us has an opinion about something, we're just like, okay, let's do this, let's do that. And I don't know. It's just, all I can say is that we just, very early on, we just clicked, and we just clicked. So we haven't had any like massive, like bad challenge that we've had to deal with, which is good.
Not at all. Actually, we've never had an argument.
No.
Oh, there you go. That's so true. You met on Twitter. Now you're writing, collaborating, and spending intimate time together.
Yeah,
and you, yeah, I don't. I know you could say it. I sound I sound ridiculous when I say it, and so
no,
I don't.
No, no, I pound the ever-living shit out of her.
And actually, now I don't, now because there are people who want me to cuss on the show, I don't just be honoring.
Oh, really? So, Oh my gosh, my title of my podcast is
I know it is. That's why I can't say it. So, because there are people who'll be like, no, you got to do it. And I'm like, no, just because you want me to, I'm never going to. So, I will read it if it's in a script, or if I've written it or somebody else has written it, I will read it, but I do not say it. And
Use it in your books? You like use like fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Books?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. There's sometimes a sexy, it's just necessary.
Oh, absolutely.
for the dialogue, for the moment, you know, you just need it in the writing, and I don't have any problem with it, but now it's a thing. So yeah. I never say it on the podcast just to be ornery. Just because anyways. That's
so
why I'm avoiding the words.
What personal information do you want about us screwing? I'm pretty sure there's people that we're going to
log into
this podcast.
Oh, do I need more personal information? I'll ask you some of the, there are a set of questions that I have. One of them is like, where is the strangest place or the most unique place or the most, the most unique place? That you have gotten together.
I think Rue will agree. I think the 8-man gangbang she did in a where were we? We were in the I kind of locked the room to the whatever that was. What was that? A dining buffet room or whatever?
Something like that.
I locked that up, and she took 8 dicks. Yeah.
So wait. Was the dining room, was that like in a hotel or something, and you were not supposed to be in there?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like after a party or whatever. And we just grabbed a bunch of dudes and went in there and tagged the shit out of Ruin.
That's the basis of my book, too. It was sort of, it's a multiple partner sex, the book I just released, too. Yeah.
It may or may not be accurate.
It may or may not be accurate. Some of it's accurate.
My book isn't accurate to that. I'm just saying I like that.
So who came the hardest? Let's just be honest.
I don't know. I don't know that I can tell.
Yeah, I've never seen G's covered in that much. No.
So that was the most unusual kind of. So what's the most? Have there been any dangerous places? Well, I mean, like where you could caught.
We fucked behind a police station. It probably wasn't a good idea.
Probably not. No.
And she has this really loud scream, so it's like
muffling. I am not quiet. No.
And I took my tie off and tied her hands together behind her back. So.
So have you been in? Have people caught you? Have you been caught and been like, you know, you need to stop and leave? Or
no, somebody watched once. I mean, we were only on the second balcony, so it was like, you know, you just, her tits are hanging out and. I'm yanking her hair back and just pounding her right into the railing, and she's screaming, and they called hotel security, and the hotel security guard came out there and just looked. I was like, oh, well, get a few people showed up. I'm not stopping.
Somebody told me a story about that. He was with a girl, and the police came, and he didn't stop.
Because
it wasn't for him. The police, they were there for something else. I don't remember. It was his name is Evil Scotsman, Scots. And he was telling me, I was asking him the questions. And he's like, yeah, the police came and I was in the middle. And so I didn't stop. And they were like,
she's done DP Vag, man. She's hardcore, bro. She's done double vag. I mean, that's an intense chick right there.
That is crazy. That's just craziness.
How come you don't have a don't do the videos then and all that other stuff? Is that just not your? I mean, I don't want to pressure you. I have a friend who does. My friend Johnny Jackhammer. Oh, you would probably like him.
Probably.
He's a hottie and he's fun and he is hilarious and yeah, he has an OnlyFans and he does movies and short movies and scenarios nice. And all that other stuff. And he's got his he's been working on his abs all winter and they look really nice. He's got a Jersey accent and a low voice that is just like, you know, he's going to do some audio for me, but I mean.
Well, it's gotten a lot more interesting in the last couple of weeks because we just signed Leilani Lay, the porn star. You familiar with Leilani Lay's work? So Ruin and Leilani were coming out with a book called Inside Ruin and Leilani, and I won't confirm or deny whether we've had relations with Leilani Lay, but I will say that it's going to be pretty fiery, and both of them will be narrating it together.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
You said you signed. Do you are you guys working on having your own like mini publishing company or?
Yeah, so a lot of it's under Fjord Horse Publishing, and it's just a standout name. And basically, it came about because Ruin rides a dick like a horse. Like she will bounce on a saddle like all day long, and so I just looked up this really weird horse named a Fjord Horse. And if you look at it, it's kind of, you know, Ruin's only like 5'2". So.
Right. I'm not tall.
No, not at all. I think your titties weigh about 15 pounds a piece, personally. I get a workout.
I've never weighed them before, though.
I have in my hands, and they're a little bit more than I can lift. You know. Didn't expect this, did you, Iselin?
No, but okay. That's okay. I can take it. I'm doing okay. I'm still breathing, okay. So we're good.
Right on.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. No, you were talking about, go back before you got to the boob part. You were talking about your publishing company. So that's always an interesting thing. I mean, for writers, other writers listen to this. So what was your process? And you just decided to start it, and do you do your own contracts? You have people because you said you signed the porn star, and so you're working on the book. Cool.
we've signed Leilani Lay to not an exclusive contract. You know, she's whatever she wants to do is Leilani Lay. I mean, she's the queen of BBC for matures. So you know, she's a 60-year-old MILF that really gets into porn. I mean, she's worked with some of the best in the business. She's a brilliant businesswoman. So you can follow her on Twitter at Leilani Lay XXX.
I will. I'll look and, her.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's awesome. And if you want a how to eat a pussy video, that's the woman you want to watch. She can do some damage.
It's not just that, it's just the business side of it. You know, you got to protect yourself, but you want to, you know, include other people. And so a lot of people, I know a lot of people, writers actually, they get caught up in bad contracts because they don't read between the lines. True, so that you started your own, you know, that you're doing your thing and you've started a little company. That's kind of, that's really cool too. I mean, that's kind of amazing.
Yeah. You know, we work with RJ Alexander, of course, as my as our artist. He's phenomenal. So a lot of the things that my writing will be at for art will be, of course, RJ. And, you know, what we're looking to do is just basically try to make as many people get off as humanly possible, especially right now, right? So it's been a tough year for everybody. So I've been writing nonstop. And when people like say that they had to burn their batteries out in the first Quiet Chick with the red cover on my review, I'm like, yeah, I think I got something. So,
absolutely.
You know, that's fantastic. She doesn't use batteries. I don't know what that is.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic that you're making a business out of it. And, you know, even your relationship and then coming together. I mean, about writing and connecting, creating content, that a lot of people don't do it as a business. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They don't take the extra step. They don't, and they don't understand how much, you know, just to put a book on Amazon is not really the easiest thing in the world. You know, just the formatting of the book. Does anybody else? I mean, you know,
oh gosh, I totally pay for that because I don't know what I'm doing with
I won't do it.
Yeah.
I'm scared to do that.
See, and getting that done and doing all of that, that's an accomplishment, paying for that and then getting it out there. It's a big thing. I think that some people take for granted, you know, oh, it's just erotica, it's just this, it's just that. Nice. I'm like, no, this is a professional product. Yes. I'm trying to give you the best product that I can, and I've jumped through some hoops to present this product to you, and it's professional, you know, I want you to enjoy it, but it's still professional, and I want to give you props for that. I was looking at your covers are gorgeous, and who did the Quiet Chick art? Was that
so that's Nuance Art from W. Clark Publishing. She's a freelancer, but she's the she's my head designer for anything that I need. So the Quiet Chick is under Waheed Clark Presents. It's basically, you know, for lack of a better term, it's a girl, the quiet chick, right? You know, so like the only people I do fuck with are quiet chicks. Like, I don't know anything about some loud ass women. You know, and before I met Rue, you know, I was big into black women. So I wrote a black woman, white man, and that's what the Quiet Chick red cover is. I've heard there's a 13-minute bonus of Ruin Screams in the back of that book. So if you need a hands-free scream, it's all the outtakes. That's only like a third. Joe Mindy produced that, so... you know, he's the male voice in Quiet Chick.
Oh, he's amazing. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing.
His talents are just off the charts.
Yep.
Say his name again.
Joe Mindy.
I think Mindy. On Twitter, he's like Joe Mindy 69, I think is what his handle is.
That's his favorite
is.
Position.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Mindy runs. I can't wait to get ruined in a room with Mindy, man. I'm going to tear that ass the fuck up.
So. Well, we were almost in a room when we just did the Zoom. We just did a Zoom.
Oh, yeah, that was right. But that was like Zoom from wherever Joe is.
Followed Leilani. She is gorgeous. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't she? She's amazing.
Yeah. Google Richard Mann while you're at it.
I want to look like her when I'm 60. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, she's amazing. I know, right?
She's a mercenary when it comes to business. I mean, it's one of the best businesswomen I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, she's amazing. Wow.
She's amazing. And all her stuff's on Pornhub. And you can subscribe to her private website. And she works with a lot of mature models, a lot of younger models. She works with Richard Mann. If you want to Google and see the size of that sausage that she's taken, it's on Pornhub. That dude's got to be 14 inches. If he's
are you gonna interview her? I want to be in on that interview. I want to hear that.
Oh, I know.
We can bring her on your podcast.
Well, no, I mean, I listen to Ron's podcast.
And yeah, but why can't we get one with all three of us?
Well, yeah, I would love to have her too. I would. Oh gosh, that would be so fun. I would just her experiences and what she, you know, what she does, I'm all about that. She's got a fantastic story. Yeah, it just sounds, just look at her. Oh my gosh, the woman's got stories.
Yep. Yes. And she's starting to do narration too, so that's really awesome.
Oh, is she? Oh, I'd love to have her come on and read or something. That would be amazing. We've been on an hour. I'm going to have to cut you guys off. I would probably talk about... What's another question? Oh, so if you've done 8, what is the most you've done then? In a group. Rue. I mean, do we want to know?
Rue, you dirty little slut, Rue. Tell her about that night in about a month ago?
Was alcohol involved or did was
oh,
it?
Oh, hell yes. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
A little alcohol involved.
Or a lot. Maybe an entire bottle of wine was involved, I'd say.
That yeah. went somewhere it shouldn't have gone. Yeah.
But, oh my.
But no regrets the next day.
Just like, hearing all.
She was down for a day.
She was down for a day.
Yeah. There were 14 guys.
A little aftercare there.
I thought there was 13.
There was 13 and 6 women. So that was pretty fun.
That's a little aftercare there.
They cuddled her.
Big pile. It's a big pile of bodies. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a big body pile? Oh, a
big body pile.
Oh yeah,
that should be a story. That should be a story. Yeah,
you did.
It should be because there is a
body pile.
Yes, who was it? There's a writer. It was Anne Rice's sister, and she was writing about werewolves. And one of the sexiest parts in the book for me was when everybody cuddles and just takes comfort from each other, and they're naked.
Right.
It was a really sexy part in the book. It was the body pile.
I definitely hold her after. Like, that's our time after. So it's kind of very sensual for us.
You definitely need that. Everybody needs that.
We don't talk about enough aftercare. So is that part of your, after you're together or you've had a really strenuous, adventurous session? Right. Is it just that holding and cuddling, or is there other parts of aftercare? Because it's something people need to think about. You're gonna have that crazy wild sex. There's an emotional output there too, so you should have that moment after the walk away. That can't happen there.
Well, it's usually everybody else walks away and it's just me and Rue, and we just kind of spend the rest of the night kind of just drinking wine and rubbing her feet and shoulders, and nothing else sexual, it was just two people just kind of enjoying the moment together.
There you go.
He writes hardcore, but he's very sweet. He's hardcore and he writes hardcore, but he's very sweet too.
Yeah, you gotta have some.
He doesn't want me to call him sweet, right? You don't want me to call you sweet.
No, I gotta.
Don't ever call me sweet. We don't like to be
pegging nuns.
I'm not sweet. I'm not.
I will say that.
I'll rescind it. You're not sweet.
Yeah, I've taken 4 dudes at the same time with her just watching.
Oh, Lord. Now, do you like men, or are you just doing that for her?
No, I like.
Okay.
Men.
Okay, there you go. That's fine.
I'm completely pansexual.
I'm pretty much pansexual too. I mean, I call myself bisexual, but I kind of feel like I'm pan. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out the definition of that,
Right.
Oh, good. I mean,
I don't have anything against women or anything like that. I have been with a trans person, so.
There you go. Is there stories about that? Somewhere?
Well, I mean, just in a relationship, just kind of a one-night fling. I don't do really one-night flings. I mean, me and Rue, of course, have an open relationship, and it's not like these are just random dudes. Like, we know these people. We hang out with these people. Rue isn't the train. She's just, she loves sex, and so when there's not enough, you can only go so many times in one day before you got to call in reinforcements. I think.
Well, then there's sex toys too. I love sex toys. Yeah, oh yes. Yeah.
The clit sucker.
Well, we have.
Is that
30.
Your favorite? Which? Oh, you have. Okay, so
I have 30 sex toys. Yes.
Which is your favorite, or your top two favorite?
I would say clit sucker. Yes.
Is there a brand?
I really like Tracy's dog toys. Those are Tracy's dog is they have many good toys, and the OG is really good. It has a dildo. It's shaped like a V, and it's a dildo on one side and a clit sucker on the other side. And that toy is where I first started having the nonsense words fly out of my mouth while I was using it. I mean, it just floored me. And it has so many 5-star reviews by women. It's phenomenal.
Is that
check it out? Get it.
Is that a Tracy's dog toy?
Yes.
Or is that so? They're the ones that have their reviews are just absolutely fantastic. They're so hilarious. I've read them on air before because they're just so fun.
Yeah. Well, everybody gives them a 5-star. Every review I've ever read has been a 5-star.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know about Choices Dog because we've read the reviews and stuff. That's fantastic. I was wondering, you know, toys. And then, okay, so you've had a long selection. This is a question I've asked before. What is the – a lot of them are – because they're pricey, they have warranties. But my experience is that they don't make it to the warranty. And it's not that you're using them like insane. They just, they wear out. There's something about the batteries or the innards. They seem to, the buttons, I don't know. And then, of course, if they're, you can play with them in water, but the water doesn't always, sometimes, right. I don't know, it gets in. So how do you have, I know Tracy's Dog actually is really good and some other companies are great about their returns and all this, but yeah, do you have toys that, have you had that problem with toys wearing out a little bit sooner than they should? Is that a thing?
I had one other toy die through Lovence, that they're Nora, and it died pretty early on. And so I contacted them and I said, hey, this is just, it won't turn on. And so they were really good about it. They just had me take a little video of it showing that it didn't turn on anymore. And I sent them the video and they sent me a whole new one just free.
There you go.
And this was Lovence. Lovence is the brand for that one. That's fantastic. I mean, that's the, they didn't even ask for the old one back. I still have the old one. I don't know why I've kept it, because it doesn't turn on. But they just gave me a whole new one just like that. They're just like, okay, we see it doesn't work here. We'll send you a new one. And that's the way it should be.
Yes. You know? I mean, to have good personal or good customer service for you, personal. That's amazing, and that's so wonderful. I love that.
And that, those aren't cheap. I mean, those toys I think are like $100-$150. So
yeah,
they're they're on the more expensive end. But there are some good ones that are cheaper too. So you know, you can still get decent toys that aren't $100. I mean, I've seen some even be like $400. I've never done anything that big, but I've kind of nothing over $100-$150. Well, that was on sale, so it was like around $100. I've never done anything higher cost than that.
Yeah, there was a website or something that I went to, and some of the toys there were $400 for.
Yeah.
Just I'm like, what, $400?
I know, right? That's crazy.
And it's just one little toy. I mean, maybe it's Bluetooth. Usually, sometimes they're Bluetooth, but still,
that's crazy.
What does it do that it's $400? And it's really small, so I'm not getting the whole man experience. I don't know. $400. I want an Android for that will talk to me afterwards. And
The Quick Sucker is very good, though. The Rose is the one I have. I absolutely love that one. The Rose Quick Sucker. Yeah.
Good to know. Thank you. That's great. So I'm okay. Now that I'm pink, I'm red. but still, it's an important conversation to have for women to know that these are good companies, that when your toy breaks, they will return it, because if you're gonna, you know, and they come in discreet packages and really, you know, it's all really well done. I grew up in the era of a little bit of the Fredericks of Hollywood catalogs, where you look at the catalog and you feel a little dirty afterwards. I mean, some people like to feel dirty afterwards, but also that classy experience is kind of a positive thing too.
So. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Thank you guys so much for coming on and
putting
it all out there. How fantastic. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, okay.
Thank you for having us.
I had a great time. It was wonderful. This will take a little bit time to process. It's live and then it has to process and then I download and then re-upload, so it probably won't be up until Friday or Monday. I try to do uploads Mondays and Wednesdays. But also, I'm so lazy about my podcast. I'll just put up stuff. You know, it's just a fun, incredible thing to be able to connect with people and meet people like you guys. So thank you so much for coming on. And I had a great time.
Hey, Rue, I'm on the way over.
I'm ready.
Okay.
We wanted to do it separate so we wouldn't actually fuck while we were on the podcast. So.
No, it works better because there's no reverb that way. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, right? Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you guys have a great... I'm sure you will. Never mind. You're going to have a great evening. It's already planned. Get some wine.
Yes, I'm on my way over.
Four guys, I think
over.
He said. Bring the wine.
Yes, bring wine.
No, it's just us tonight, so... Saturday's night. Yeah, Saturday's our night.
Oh, Saturday. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, you have a great evening. Thank you so much.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Thank you so much. So this was a little bit, my comfort zone. I've talked to all kinds of people and we've gotten raunchy before, but you know, everything's out of my comfort zone. So it was still a great conversation and great to hear their story and how they met on Twitter and how, and then becoming a business together and working together and writing together and still being a couple. That's kind of amazing. That's kind of a little bit of magic. And I'm serious about that because in this kind of world that we live in where so much is online and there's so much distance and there's so much angsty stuff happening out there. So much sad stuff happening out there, even though we're coming out of we're emerging from our caves after COVID, some of us. It's nice to hear a fun, raunchy, sexy love story. I'm all about that. So thank you guys so much for listening and have a great day.